This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. We're concluding our Country Music Week with performers who got their start on stage singing with members of their families. Betty Johnson sang gospel music with her parents and three brothers in a group called the Johnson Family Singers.
Hey, Red, let me help you boys sing this next song.
Aw, sis, what do you know about boots and saddles anyway?
Well, wait a minute there, Red. Betty may not know as much as you fellas about the West and cowboy life, but when it comes to singing, she knows as well as anyone how to make a song pleasing to listen to. So no more quibbling, and let's hear all four of you youngsters on this one.
Take me back to my boots and saddle.
The Johnson Family Singers of North Carolina sang their way out of poverty, eventually touring the South with stars of the Grand Ole Opry and singing on network radio. When Betty Johnson was old enough to go her own way, she sang jazz and pop songs. She was a regular on the Jack Parr Show and a headliner at such nightclubs as the Copacabana, the Persian Room, and the Sands. She retired from singing to raise her family. A few years ago, Betty Johnson returned to the New York cabaret scene and to recording. I spoke to Johnson in 1995 and asked how her parents decided to form the Johnson Family Singers in the late 1930s.
It's amazing what an empty stomach will do. We were very, very poor people. We lived on a farm. We lived on anybody's farm who would hire six hands. And we were as little as we were. We were all workers. And my dad, we'd come home and we'd sit around on a little braided rug, I remember, in front of the fireplace, and we'd start singing. And we just all had a wonderful talent of singing. So Daddy said, well, you know, I'm going to go to a school. I'm going to go and learn music, and I'm going to teach music, and you're all going to sing. And one day we're going to be a real famous singing family. And we all thought, oh, Daddy's wonderful, but how is this going to happen? Well, on Sunday afternoon, we would all sit on our porch, which was a log cabin, and we announced to different people, you know, the word got around communities that we were going to sing. And people would come and actually sit on blankets and listen to us sing. And Dad just said, we're going to do it. And he had tremendous vision.
So did he go to music school?
He went to the Stamps Baxter School of Music in Dallas, Texas. It took a whole year's of earnings of our family to do that. And he was only gone for 4 weeks. And he came back and he had a chart, a music chart. I shall never forget it. And he taught us to read that. And we just had that talent.
Well, let's get a sense of what the Johnson Family Singers sounded like. This is one of their recordings.
He put the sunshine in my soul.
Hallelujah.
When I gave him full control, I'm so happy every day. Hallelujah, I can say he put the sunshine in my soul.
In my heart there rings a song that I'm singing all day long.
He put the sunshine in my soul.
All the darkness now is gone, for with him I'm pressing on.
He put the sunshine in my soul.
He put the sunshine in my soul.
Hallelujah, when I gave.
Now I know when you first went on the road, I think it was during the Depression, and your father made a trailer that you
yes.
could travel in. And I haven't seen any descriptions of that trailer, but I just find it hard to fathom that your father would actually make a trailer.
It was like a house trailer. And we bought lumber, we built a chassis, and we left our home in this trailer with a car pulling it, of course, with one envelope that had been given to us by our minister, saying, if you ever need money, there is money in this envelope. And my dad said, no, faith is going to get us there, and faith will bring us home. And we would stop we'd run out of gas, get low on gas. We'd stop at a service station. And my dad say, now, you know, we're a family. We're going to a music school in Cookeville, Tennessee. And we haven't any money, but we have a talent. We will sing for you. You can take up money. You can whatever you want to do. And everybody would say yes.
What would you sing?
Oh, we would sing hymns mostly. And people were just, they loved us. And they saw to it that we got, and by the way, we didn't just sing to exclusive white audiences either. We sang in many, many, many black churches.
How would your father get you into black churches? How did he get the people in the black churches interested in your music?
Well,
I should mention here, the times are very segregated, obviously, too.
Well, it was very segregated then, of course. It was. I can't tell you how terrible it was. But my dad, as a young man, had sung, would you believe, in a black, all-black quartet. My dad was a pretty... I can't understand. I know he worked in the mill, and he met some people, some men in the mill that he liked, and they sang. They did barbershop quartet, and then they did spirituals. And actually, that's when my dad met my mother. My dad was singing in a black quartet. Now, you couldn't go in a white church with three black men and one white man. But the black people took Daddy into church.
Well, how did your family end up singing on the radio? I know, I think you sang on radio stations throughout the South.
No, we sang on a 50,000-watt CBS outlet. And the that was...
That'll get you around.
That got us around. But how that happened, there was a big convention in Charlotte, North Carolina. And it was a contest. And whoever won this contest was to have a shot at a radio program, one guest appearance. My family sang at this contest, and we won. And instead of having just one guest appearance, we were signed for a forever contract. And we started singing a 6:15 a.m. show call. It was a hymn time show every morning. And we drove in from the farm. That was a 45-minute drive. Then we got an afternoon program sponsored by the same sponsor for 16 years at 5:35. Now, that was a new experience because we had always sung hymns and spirituals and gospel songs. But on that program, we learned to sing popular songs, American songs, Western songs. So we just worked all the time and went to school and worked the farm still. But by that time, we bought our own little place. And that was pretty special.
Betty Johnson recorded in 1995. She now records jazz and pop songs on her own record label, Johnson Gray.